We are joined now by Marlene Barbera. She's the sales director for the Orange County Visitors Bureau, one of the point people on organizing this whole event and has been for some time. So really exciting time for her, and she joins us now in the studio. Marlene, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So this this conference that's going to be next week, Tuesday through Friday, there's going to be about 80 people coming. It's all going to be based at the Sheraton Chapel Hill, but a lot of other associated activities. So what's it going to entail next week?
We have a lot of exciting things planned for the conference. It actually starts out on next Tuesday at the Sheraton for their opening award session. And then they move into professional development workshops that'll happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. UNC's School of Journalism and Media was also involved in helping us plan the professional development sessions. Tuesday night, we have a great event at the Barn of Valhalla. There's so many things happening. Hillsborough Barbecue is catering. We have the Big Fat Gap Band playing. All the brewers from the county will be there with samples of our local craft beer. Bouncing Bulldogs is doing a performance.
Nice.
Orange County Arts Commission is involved, so we'll have artwork out there as well. So that's going to be a great event. Wednesday night is a dine around. We have about 10 different restaurants that the attendees have selected to go to, that all the restaurants can showcase all their food. They've created prefix menus, so we're real excited about that. The last night dinner is going to be held at the Carolina Inn with a front porch reception with Ramsey's and a local band, and then moving into the Old Well Room, which we know we all love, for the closing session.
That's really cool. I love the fact that, you know, like, we've got this three-day conference, and you've got this like, oh God, how do we cram everything that's cool about Orange County into just 3 days, which says a lot about Orange County right there. Like, how many great articles are going to come out of this?
Well, the other thing, too, I forgot to mention is both Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, all the participants pick a tour to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have five different tours each afternoon. We have a Chapel Hill tour, a Hillsborough tour, a Carrboro tour, a UNC tour, and an Orange County farm tour.
Nice.
And that obviously includes lots of people in the county as well, trying to showcase every angle from arts and history and our culture and our community and what makes Orange County great.
So I know this was a really big get for Orange County, and especially, like, the conference decided last year that it was going to come to Orange County, and that was a huge deal because we were in the middle of the HB2 fight. Everyone was pulling out. This organization was, like, borderline pulling out, and they said, no, we know about Orange County. We know you're on the right side of this issue. We're going to come and support you. So it was a huge, huge deal when it happens. How big of a deal is this for Orange County in general?
From a tourism standpoint, it is huge. As an example, it was held in Oxnard, California last year, and from a social media perspective, it had over 8 million impressions just
wow.
for the conference. So we had a Twitter party a couple weeks ago just for an hour, and we did 1.4 impressions on social media just from an hour. So the outreach and from the blogging and the tweeting and the Instagramming and all the things that can come out of it are really going to bring a lot of attention to the area, and then hopefully a lot of articles being written as well.
I was going to say, that's the sort of ripple effect, right? Like,
yes.
The immediate social media impact is huge, and then all 80 of these people write articles about the cool places they've been to, so Orange County stands to get a lot more publicity.
That's right.
That's really cool. So speaking with Marlene Barbera again, sales director for the Orange County Visitors Bureau, the National Association, and then I get to the end, it's like, oh no, that's redundant. It's North American Travel Journalists Association, NATJA.org, if you want to find out more about the association. This hasn't been around for very long. It was created in 1991 by just 16 people getting together and starting this association, and it sort of ballooned from there. So that's really cool. So again, speaking with Marlene Barbera from the Orange County Visitors Bureau, how much work has gone into putting this all together from your end and from getting all of these organizations and restaurants and breweries and everything together to make this happen?
It's been a year in planning. but the wonderful thing is that we have such a great community from all the towns, and the mayors have been involved, and just everybody wants to help out. And so while it is a lot of detail work, all the partners in the community have made it really easy to pull it off.
What are people going to notice, if anything?
I would probably say that maybe during the Chapel Hill and Carrboro tours on the afternoon, we've actually created a scavenger hunt through an app. So they'll be wandering around taking pictures down Franklin Street. They'll all have their name badges on and throughout Carrboro, taking pictures and scanning QR codes to learn about cool buildings and, you know, the history of certain stores and businesses that have been in town for a really long time. So you may just see people wandering around.
Awesome. And what else is the conference going to entail? I mean, they're going to have all these opportunities to go around and see and experience. What will they be doing?
Besides the professional development sessions that they have, they also do what's called a marketplace. So while there are the travel journalists that attend the conference, the other portion of the association is other CVBs like the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Mm-hmm. So they do a media marketplace where all the bureaus sit around like a trade show, and then all the writers and journalists come by, and then the CVBs pitch story ideas from their towns of why they should go there and write about them.
Awesome. So just to give us a sense, and I know sort of numbers are coming in now from 2016, so we don't know what the up or down was, but historically and in the last couple of years, how big is the tourism industry for Orange County?
Oh, gosh. that's a loaded question.
There's a whole bunch of different ways of measuring it, I know.
There are, but tourism is one of the largest economic drivers in the county, also producing jobs and tax revenues and things like that. So the more that we can get the word out about the county, the more that it just brings people in, and then they stay in our hotels and they eat at our restaurants and they shop in our stores.
And they tell people about it afterwards because we do provide a good experience as well. So between all the restaurants and the breweries and everything, it's a great time for them to be here, like right at the middle of May. Graduations just happened. Like there's still a lot of alive and buzzing, and it's springtime in Orange County.
We just won the national championship,
right? We'll be on our way to a couple more with lacrosse, and so it's a perfect time. So again, natja.org if you want to find out more information about the North American Travel Journalists Association. Marlene Barbera with the Orange County Visitors Bureau, got to let you go, but what else do people need to know, and how else can people find out more information?
They can certainly call the Visitors Bureau and find out more, but basically just we are an awesome county, and everybody just smile every day like you normally do.
All right, sounds good. Marlene Barbera, thank you so much.
Thanks.